You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Digga digga do, digga do, digga digga do, digga do.
Baby Soda Jazz Band, Digga Digga Doo from the Jazz Roots Elixir. That was from 09, and that was, oh my goodness, Jared Engel on banjo, yes, Peter Ford on bass, Adrian Cunningham on clarinet, Emily Asher on trombone, Kevin Lewis on cornet there. Good record, great band, and again, if you ever have an opportunity to hear the Baby Soda Band, go to it. There's no better group to drop in on. Although there are some great groups out there, they're as good as any of them. So please do that, would you? This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. We're going to continue now. Arthur Collins in 1911. This is off one of those 3-inch hole Aretinos, but sounds good, and it's a really not overplayed either. 1911 Steamboat Bill.
Down the Mississippi steamed the Whippoorwill, commanded by the pilot, Mr. Steamboat Bill. The owners gave him orders on the strict duty to try and beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Just beat up your fires, let the old smoke roll. Burn up all your cargo if you run out of coal. If we don't beat that record, Billy told the mate, send my mail and care of Peter to the Golden Gate. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, a mighty man was he. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi. Gonna beat the record on the Robert E. Lee. Up then set the gambling man from Louisville, who tried to get a bet against the Whippoorwill. Billy flashed a roll that surely was a bear. The boiler, it exploded, blew them up in the air. The gambler said to Billy as they left the wreck, I don't know where we're going, but we're neck and neck. Says Bill to the gambler, tell you what I'll do. I'll bet another thousand I'll go higher than you. Oh, Steamboat Bill, he tore up the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, the tide it made him square. Steamboat Bill, he tore up the Mississippi. The explosion of the boiler got him up in the air. The river's all in mourning now for Steamboat Bill. No more you'll hear the puffing of the Whippoorwill. This crape on every steamboat that plows those streams from Memphis right to Natchez down to New Orleans. The wife of Mr. William was at home in bed when she got the telegram that Steamboat did. Says she to the children, bless thee, honey lamb, the next papa that you have will be a railroad man. Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill is with an angel. Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. He's a pilot on a ferry in that promised land. Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill is with an angel band. Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. He's a pilot on a ferry in that promised land. Thank you.
Manhattan Dance Makers, 1927, Sweet Marie. And good stuff. Nice copy of that. I like that that effect with all those bass instruments being played at once. Sounds like there must be at least a bass and baritone sax going at the same time. Interesting. Might have been even more interesting as electric recording, but I like that. Eddie Peabody and his band, not just a banjo solo, 1925 on Banner, Along Came Love. And I'm going to have to try playing some of these again with a railroad spike, see what I get. The sound might be somewhat improved thereby. Arthur, well, we haven't got Adrian. Well, I was thinking Adrian Rollini because of the bass saxes. This is Arthur Collins with Steamboat Bill, 1911. This is Radiola, and occasionally we think of things other than what we're about to say, and that influences what we ultimately do say. And I'm Andy Sr., and God knows what's on my mind right now. Maybe it would embarrass him, too. The Hollywood Dance Orchestra, that's Adrian Schubert, and this was played with the requisite railroad spike, because it's on Regal, and those kind of need a big stylus. But this sounds really good. Jack Kaufman singing this, kind of going against his usual type, but he's rolling his R's like crazy here. And he was from Syracuse along with Irving. So it's an upstate New York crowd here. A Precious Little Thing Called Love from 1929.
Why does my heart miss a beat at some footsteps on the street? It's a precious little thing called love. Why am I content alone when I know someone will phone? It's a precious little thing called love. I see it in June, a wedding tune, a honeymoon cruise. Friends I know who will throw some rice and old shoes. What's the one thing make me say, heaven's just across the way? It's a precious little thing called love.
In your eyes, Lopez speaking.
Paradise, Sherry, your love to share. Your kisses taste like wine, and when your lips meet mine, I know that any sin with you would be divine. There's danger in your charm, Sherry, but oh, the bliss to linger in your arms, Sherry, and kiss. Just tell me when and where we'll have our love affair. There's danger in your eyes for me, Sherry, but I don't care.
Thank you. bloom and spread their perfume, the world to be bright and sunny. What would I care if I couldn't share it with you? Robins could sing their songs in the spring, and life could be milk and honey. What would I care if I couldn't share it with you? The heavens above me could never be blue if you didn't love me. Your love is the best part of me. Give me the earth and fill it with mirth and all you could buy for money. What would I care if I couldn't share it with you?
High Hatters in 1930, Frank Luther on the vocal, What Would I Care? Yes, what indeed. And before that, announcing his own stuff, although he did not credit Jack Parker, because that's on the label, though, on the vocal. There's Danger in Your Eyes, Cherie, 1930, and I have a terrible parody of that song. You don't even want to hear it, but you can almost guess what it is. And the Hollywood Dance Orchestra... Adrian Schubert, Jack Kaufman on the vocal, A Precious Little Thing Called Love, 1929. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm just staying around here until I figure out where this is supposed to go. But this is interesting. Another theme song. We played one last week by the same singer, in fact. But this one's slightly less dreadful. And actually, it's a very nice nicely recorded Brunswick from 1928. Great sound, and I endorse it highly. Harold Scrappy Lambert, it says on the label, Beggars of Life, from the movie Beggars of Life, 1928.
Of life, gypsy hearts that are sighing for skies of blue, sunlight and dew, out where swallows are flying, each one longing to be led.
for someone to love, someone just like you. I've been asking the stars up above to find someone like you. Now that I have found you, dear, I'll always want to keep you near me. I'm lonesome and blue, but when I look at you, there's one thing that I know is true. I wouldn't be lonesome, I wouldn't be blue, if I had a boy like you. I've waited a lifetime, I've hated the nighttime. Those long nights have made me so blue. I wouldn't be waiting, I wouldn't be hating, if I had a boy like you. I don't know why I'm feeling the way that I do. I hope that I haven't made a mistake in you. Everything seems like one of my dreams. Wake me up, say it's true. I wouldn't be dreaming, I wouldn't be scheming, if I had a boy like you. If I had a boy like you. If I had a boy like you. I don't know why I'm feeling the way that I do. I hope that I haven't big mistake in you. Everything seems like one of my dreams. Wake me up and say that it's true. I wouldn't be dreaming, I wouldn't be scheming, if I had a boy like you.
Even though the work was heavy, I was happy on the levee. Want to take my rightful place in that Mississippi basin back home. Why did I roam? Everybody was for me there. All the folks were kind and free there. Used to love to wash my face in that Mississippi basin back home. Dear old Southland, that's the song I'm singing all day. Dear old Southland, why did I ever leave you? Why did I go away? Soon I'm going to make a beeline for that only place for me lying. Way across the Mason-Dixon, that Mississippi basin back home. Take my rightful place in that Mississippi basin back home. Why did I roam? Used to love to wash my face in that Mississippi basin back home. Dear old Southland, that's the song I'm singing all day. Dear old Southland, why did I ever leave you? Why did I go away? Soon I'm going to make a beeline. Oh, that only place for me lies
way across the Mason-Dixon, that Mississippi Basin back home.
Chick Bullock, Mississippi Basin, 1933. Good group on there. Not sure who's in there, but that's a hot band. And good. Well, maybe that would need a railroad spike too. We have to consider that for some of these. We have to rethink radiola here. Maybe I should. Annette Hanshaw, If I Had a Girl Like You, it says on the label, but she sang it properly according to her own lights. If I Had a Boy Like You. 1930 on Velvet Tone. Very nice recording. A little different way of playing it might influence the sound of it, though. But it's not bad. Harold Scrappy Lambert, Beggars of Life, 1928. This is Radiola, and our theme song has nothing to do with Radiola. It's just what we happen to like, and it sort of fits our mood. So here we are. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm lapsing all over the place, although I'm not relapsing, thank goodness. The Savannah Syncopators, that's actually King Oliver on Brunswick in 1926. And here he is with Someday, Sweetheart. Yes, you may be sorry, and I expect a note of apology if that's the case.
Thank you.
Dick Spiderbeck and His Gang, one of those classic recordings from 1927. Adrian Rollini's in there, most definitely. Since My Best Girl Turned Me Down. Oh, yes. That's on OK. That's a nice pressing of that, too. It sounds great. Also on OK, Boyd Center, who was a... he had a certain novelty style of playing, although it's engaging in its way. And the main significant thing about these recordings is the accompaniment featuring Eddie Lang. Amazing stuff there. Bad Habits, 1927. Well, I haven't given up any of my bad habits. It's just amazing. I've cut way down, though. That's all you really have to do. When I went to the doctor, I'm sure he looks at me and he marvels at the fact that I'm walking around on two legs, and probably considers me the exception that proves the rule. The Savannah Syncopators, King Oliver, of course, and his Dixie Syncopators. Someday, Sweetheart, 1926. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and we're going to leap ahead from those recordings into the 30s, and a British vocalist with a very popular song of the day, and that's sweet, and it's a nice one to edge toward the door with. These Foolish Things.
Oh, will you never let me be? Oh, will you never set me free? The ties that bound us are still around us. There's no escape that I can see. And still those little things remain that bring me happiness or pain. A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket, romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I somehow knew that this had to be. The winds of March that made my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. Midnight trains in empty stations, silk stockings thrown aside, dance invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me.
Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. That's Liza from 1934, a good band on Decca, early Decca, actually. And sounds great. Glad to have that one. Before that, Robert Ashley, These Foolish Things Remind Me of You, 1936. The other side is a little bit more questionable. I am considering this. I may or may not do it, but I am considering it strongly. Creating a show of selections that I couldn't possibly play on the show, and in sending them out to an elite group of listeners who will not complain about them. That's the only qualification, by the way. But I'm thinking of doing a very politically incorrect version of the show, but not for general public consumption, but for a group of subscribers who can tolerate it. But I have a lot of those things stacking up on the hard drive, and I have to figure out what to do with them, because there's no way I could get away with playing them for anyone who has any feelings or sensitivity at all. And this is Radiola, and I have a lot of sensitivity and feelings, and I know I can. The main trick is, and I figure this out, is to try, you know, to offend people without actually hurting their feelings. If you can do that, then perhaps you've got a shot at it. And I want to thank you for listening this week, as always. We have Adrian Schubert's Salon Orchestra. That's Leroy Montesano singing this in 1927. This is one of those regals that needs a really huge... I refer to them as a railroad spike, and I'm not far wrong in referring to them as such. But yes, that's the only way you can play some of these records, I have found out, and I'm glad I bought those railroad spikes. 1927, Irving Berlin. The song has ended, but the melody lingers on.
The melody lingers on.